Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah, Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis, begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yotes Lamed Beis, at the second Mishnah, say the Brachas. Say the Brachas, Oime, Oveis, Ugrois, Ukadush of Hashem, Vekoidal Malchias, Imam, Veina Tekea, Kadush of Yoim, Tekea, Vichuinef, Tekea, Shefef, Tekea, Vaime, Avoida, Vaidaya, Ugrichef, Kehanim, Tivri, Ben, Vyochem, Benui. The order of the blessings is Oveis, Ugrois, Kadush of Hashem, and include the Malchias blessing with them. At that point, the shofar is not sounded. He recites Kedushas Hayom and sounds the shofar. He recites the Zichroinos blessing and sounds the shofar. And he recites the shofar's blessing and sounds the shofar. He recites the blessings of Avoda, Hoidaya, and the Kohen's blessing. These are the words of Yechum and Nui. The Gemara says, Yehuda Nagu Rabbi Akiva of Galil of Yechum and Nui. In Yehuda, they followed Rabbi Akiva's ruling, which we'll see in the next Mishnah, that Malchias is included in the blessing of Kedushas Hayom. In the Galil, they followed Rabbi Yechum and Nui. If they transgressed and in Yehuda they behaved like the Galil, or vice versa, they have fulfilled the obligation. When they sanctified the year in Usha, on the first day, Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Roika, led the prayers and he followed the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo yayinu noigim kem v'yavne. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that we did not behave this way in Yavne. V'yom sheni over Rabbi Chananya b'nai shuvayichem v'yosei aglili v'amar kedib Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kach hayinu noigim v'yavne. On the second day, Rabbi Chananya, son of Yosei aglili, led the prayers and agreed with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that they behaved this way in Yavne. V'yavo b'shem Rabbi Elazar b'chol mokim over b'hizke ad ha'melucha l'yatza chutz min hakel ha'kodesh sh'Rosh Hashanah b'vad b'musaf. Rebbe, quoting Rebbe Elazar, said that if at any time during the year a person uses the phrase "He is mighty in kingship" at the end of the third blessing of Shmona Esrei instead of the phrase "Hakel Hakadosh," he has not fulfilled his obligation. The exception to this is if it's recited during the Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah. V'afya k'vi Yechum ben Nui u'shingo melel aime k'dush tayyim im zechoynes v'afya k'vi Akiva. This follows Rabbi Yechum ben Nui. Shimon Gamliel says that one should recite the fourth blessing, Kedushas Hayom, together with the blessing of Zichroinos. This opinion follows Rabbi Akiva. Shei Amar Shimon Gamliel, Memadzinu b'chol mokim, Oima imsoyes, Afkan Oima imsoyes. Shimon Gamliel said that just as we find that usually on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kedushas Hayom is the middle blessing, so on Rosh Hashanah, when there are nine blessings, we recite Kedushas Hayom with the middle one, which is Zichroinos, which is the middle blessing of the middle three. Rabbi Oima Memadzinu, Rebbe says, just as usually the fourth blessing, so on Rosh Hashanah, it should be the fourth blessing and should be recited with Malchus. Rebbe Yaakov Ba'acha, Rebbe Zeira, Chanan Barba, Vashem Rav, Tzorech Leima HaKel HaKodesh. Rebbe Yaakov Ba'acha and Zeira and Chanan Barba, quoting Rav, said that on Rosh Hashanah, the third blessing should end with HaKel HaKodesh, the Holy God, not HaMelech HaKodesh, the Holy King. Rabbi Abba b'shem Abba bar Rav Chuna, Tzorchlem HaKel HaKodesh, U'ma'abed Aslayach. Rabbi Abba, quoting Abba bar Rav Chuna, said the text should be HaKel HaKodesh, U'ma'abed Aslayach, the Holy God who forgives abundantly. Rabbi Abba b'shem Abba bar Yumia, Petrilahu Oime, Elokei David, U'boina Yerushalayim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Abba bar Yumia, said that in the daily Shmona Esrei, the blessing about the rebuilding of Yerushalayim should end with the God of David and builder of Yerushalayim. The blessing over the Haftorah reading from the Navi should end with God of David who makes salvation sprout. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yosh B'Shabbos Yiftanai Tani Pesach B'Yom Tov V'Chaysim B'Shabbos Yiftanai Tani Pesach B'Shabbos V'Chaysim B'Yom Tov. When Rosh Hashanah occurs on Shabbos, one Brisa teaches that he begins the blessing mentioning Yom Tov and he ends with Shabbos, and the second Brisa says he begins with Shabbos and ends with Yom Tov. Rebbe Omer Pesach B'Shabbos V'Chaysim B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov in time, and Rebbe says he begins and ends with Shabbos and he mentions Yom Tov in the middle. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi Halacha Per Rebbe, and Rebbe Pazi quoting Rishu Ben Levi says that the Halacha follows Rebbe. The Mishnah says Amalei Rebbe Kiva Im Eino Tekei L'Malchus Lama Hu Mazkir. Rebbe Kiva said to him, if he doesn't sound the shofar for the blessing of Malchus, why should he mention the ten Sukkim? Ela Omer Avoyis Ugrois, Ukadushas Hashem, Mekoyal Malchus, and Kadushas Hayoim, ותקיע, זכוי נויס ותקיע, שויפה ותקיע, ואימא אבוידה ואידאיה וברכת הכהנם. Rather, he recites the blessings of Avos, Gvoris, and Kedushas Hashem, and includes Malchus in the blessing of Kedushas Hayom, and he then sounds the shofar. He recites the Zichroinus and blows, and then shofars and blows. He recites the blessings of Avoda, Hoidaya, and the blessings of the Kayanim. In Poichzim, Meyud Malchus, Meyud Zichroinus, and Meyud shofars, we do not recite less than 10 psukim for Malchus, 10 psukim for Zichroinus, and 10 psukim for shofars. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, Oime, Im Amram Shlosha Shlosha Yatza. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui says if he only said 3 psukim for each, he fulfilled his obligation. We don't mention psukim of Malchus, Zichron, and Shofar that relate to troubles. Maskel v'Toyu u'Mashlim v'Navi. We begin with psukim from the Torah and end with psukim from Navi. Rabbi Yosi Omer im Hishlim v'Toyu Yatza. Rabbi Yosi says if he ended with psukim from the Torah, he fulfilled his obligation. The Gemara says im Poichzim meyud Malchus k'neged yud kilusim she'ama David halu kahalu keil b'kodshoy halu v'ki uzoy v'geime ad. The Gemara says we don't recite less than 10 psukim corresponding to the 10 praises that were said by King David, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Per Kufnun Psukim Aleph Hu Vav, Haluka, praise God in his holy place, praise him in the heavens of his power, etc. And it ends by saying, let all souls praise God, Haluka. Meyud Zechorinois, can I get Yud Viduyim, Sha'ama Yishaya, Rachsa Hizachu, Hesiru, Regaime, Lamdu Hatev, Dalshu Mishpat, Vegame, Matsu Basrei, Vechuna, Vinivacha, Yem Hashem, Vegame. The 10 psukim of Zechorinus correspond to the 10 confessions said by Yeshaya, as the psukim say in Yeshaya Aleph Psukim, that Zion through Yotches, wash yourselves, purify yourselves, remove, etc., learn to do good, seek justice, etc. What does the next psukim say? Please go, let us reason together, says Hashem, etc. May Yud Shofar, can I get Zion Kvasim, Pav, Ail, Vasir? The 10 psukim of shofars correspond to the 7 sheep, 1 cow, and 1 ram, and 1 goat. Eloikus, Oilim Noi L'Shem Malchus, Di Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that by mentioning the name of Hashem, it is considered to be mentioning kingship. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Einan Oilim Noi, and Rabbi Yosi says, names of Hashem do not count. Eloikus, Malchus, Oilim Noi, M'Shem Shnaim, Di Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that when names of Hashem and kingship appear in the same pasuk, it counts as 2 psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Einan Oilim, Rabbi Yehuda says they only count as 1 pasuk. Zomru Elokim Zameiru, Zomru Elokim Zameiru, Oilim Noi, M'Shem Shnaim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, make music for Hashem, make music to our king, make music, this counts as 2 psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Einan Oilim, Rabbi Yehuda says it only counts as 1 pasuk. Rabbi Zeira Boi, B'Debasrei Pligin, Oi Be Legamei Pligin. Rabbi Zeira asked, the pasuk that follows it says, for God is king over all of the land. Do we find the same dispute over this pasuk as well, since the pasuk mentions God and king? Min madatani hakol moedim, v'malech elokim al goyim, shehu echad hada'amah, be'u debasrei pligin. We answer from a b'risa, all agree that when the pasuk says in Tehillim, perek mem zayin pasuk tes, God reigns over the nations, is counted as one. This shows that they only disagree over the first pasuk, since the two words Hashem and King appear in 2 separate phrases. Su shayim mashiachem v'inasu pischei olam v'goyim. Su shayim mashiachem u'su pischei olam. Harishoyin m'shem echad v'asheni m'shem shtayim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the pesukim say in Tehillim perek chaf dalet pesukim Zion and Tes. Lift up, O gates, your heads, and be uplifted, you eternal entrances. Lift up, O gates, your heads, and lift up, you eternal entrances. The first pasuk is counted as 1 mention of kingship, and the second pasuk is counted as 2. Rabbi Yosi Eimer HaRishoyin, Meshem Beis Vasheni, Meshem Gimel. Rabbi Yosi says the first pasuk counts as 2, and the second one counts as 3. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui Oimer, Im Amran, Gimel, Yartza. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui told us if he only said 3 psukim for each, he fulfilled his obligation. Havin and Savrin Meimer, Shloisha Mikol Echad Ve'echad, Ashkachis Tani Afilu Shloisha Mikulam Yatsa. It was assumed that he meant 3 psukim from each of the 3 types. However, they discovered a b'risa that taught that even if he recited 3 from all of them, 1 pasuk each, he fulfilled his obligation. Emaz Kirin Zichroin Umalchus Veshofa Shal Puranos. The Mishnah taught, we don't mention psukim of Malchus, Zichroin, and Shofa that relate to troubles. Zichron dechsiv oisam zocha v'geimah. An example of zichronus of troubles will be a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tes pasuk Yud Gimel, the Avenger of Blood has remembered them. Malchus dechsiv chani nu Hashem elokim imloi b'yad chazaka v'geimah. An example in Malchus would be in Yechezkel Perek Chof pasuk Lamad Gimel. As I live, said Hashem, God, I will rule over you with an outstretched arm and with overflowing wrath. Shofar dechsiv ki kol shofar shamat nafshu turas melchama. An example of shofar would be in Yumya, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Tes, my soul, you have heard the voice of the shofar sound of war. Maschil v'toyra u'mashlim b'navi. The Mishnah taught that we begin with Pesukim from the Torah and end with Pesukim of Navi, and Rav Yossi said if he ended with Pesukim from the Torah, he fulfilled his obligation. Malasha avar habatchil aloi. Rav Yossi was speaking after the fact, but ideally he should not do this. Am Rav Yochanan kinemas nisa, Rav Yossi oimer tzach l'ashlim b'toyra. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yossi is speaking even ideally. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'ivah lifnei ateiva b'yomtov shel Rosh Hashanah, asheni matkiyah u'bashas ha'halel, harishon makriyah ha'halel. The Mishnah taught that one who leads the prayers, the shofar sounded in Musaf, not Shacharis, and on other festivals when Hallel is recited, it's recited as part of Shacharis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei ma'aseh she'ira, pam achas, toka b'rishonim v'ayu ashonim, svurim, shema aleihem em holchin, v'omdu aleihem v'hogim. Gemara brings from Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, it sounded in Musaf because of a story that happened. Once they sounded the shofar in Shacharis, and the enemy thought the Jews were waging war with them, they attacked the Jews and killed them. They go the Inun Chamin line, Kray Shema, Matsan, Vakoyin, Vayuaisa, Matslai, Vatokin, Inun Amun, Benimusin, Inun Asikin. However, now that the enemy can see that the Jews are reading the Shema, praying, reading the Torah, and sounding the shofar, they understand they are following the Jewish custom rather than waging war. Why do we not have the same concern about the congregation loudly reciting Hallel during Shacharis? The answer is not everyone has arrived yet. The Gemara asks, well, but even for the shofar sounding, not everyone is there as some leave after Shacharis. Rav Yonah answered, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Beis, they seek me every day. Literally, day. This refers to the shofar sounding of Rosh Hashanah and the willow taking of Hashanah Rabbah. These are days of judgment upon which people seek and pray to Hashem, so they don't leave early. Roshuben Levi b'shem of Alexandri Shamala min Hadar Shama Hashem Tzedek v'Kriyishma Hakshiva Rinasi v'Rinan Toira Havina Tfilasi zu Tfila b'loy Tosai Milma zu Musaf Machzik Basrei M'lefanecha Mishpatei Yetzei. Roshuben Levi, quoting Rav Alexandri, says, it can be learned from the Pasuk of 7 Tehillim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, hear Hashem, that which is righteous. This refers to the recital of the Shema. Heed my plea. This refers to the plea of Torah reading. Listen to my prayer. This refers to the Shacharis prayer. From lips without deceit. This refers to the Musaf prayer. What does the Pasuk say after this? May my judgment go out before you. This is the shofar sounding that should follow all of the other prayers that we listed. Amav Acha Bar Papa, Koimei Rabbi Zeira, Shnihi Shemitzvah Zayayim B'Musaf. Rabbi Acha Bar Papa said to Rabbi Zeira, Shofar is different as it's a special mitzvah of the day and should be done in Musaf. Amav Tachlifa, Kisariye, Kray, Amakein, Yem Tura, Rasisem. Rabbi Tachlifa of Kisariye said that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk, Aleph and Beis, a day of shofar sounding, you shall bring a burnt offering. The Torah juxtaposes the shofar sounding with the Musaf sacrifice. Rav Loza, Rav Yosef, B'Shem, Rav Yosef, Bar Katzrasa, V'chol HaKorbonos, K'siv, V'ikravtem, V'kan K'siv, V'asisem. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekeman Shenichnastem Ladin, Lefonai, Rosh Hashanah, Yatzasem B'Sholem, Malyanei Aleichem, Ki'ilu, Nireisem, Bria, Chadosha. Rav Loza, Rav Yosef, quoting Rav Yosef, Bar Katzrasa, said, alternatively, about all other sacrifices, the Pasuk says, you shall sacrifice, and here the Pasuk says, you shall bring, literally, you shall make. Hashem said to them, after you came into judgment before me on Rosh Hashanah and left in peace, I view as if you have made and created yourselves for new. Quoting Rabbi Didi says that about all other sacrifices means in Bamidbar, in Perek Choftes, when the Torah discusses the Higot offerings of the other festivals, the Pasuk uses the word sin, and about Shavuos, the Pasuk does not use the word sin. Hashem said to them, after you accepted the yoke of the Torah, I view as if you have never sinned.